Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actually, UFOs. I like the paranormal stuff. And I think that there's been some things going on that we are quite unaware of that we should be made more aware of.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning here on Thursday, July 12th. Three big things.
Three.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels arrested.
Two.
Kansas gas prices holding steady.
One.
Wichita police move to better protect animals. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in Wichita today. Still $2.69 a gallon, but I am seeing places coming down to $2.67, so just down a couple of cents there from the big jump that we had, and $2.67 puts us right at the Kansas average as far as gasoline prices go, so hey, we're average. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot again today with a high of 97 degrees. Yesterday's high, by the way, was 97 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 75. Friday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 97. Starting to see a little pattern here.
Yeah.
Now partly cloudy, 75 degrees. Got a south wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Morning.
This morning. Morning, Don. Stocks ended the day in the red Wednesday after several days of gains.
Dow Jones Industrial averaged down 219 points at 24,700, now making it negative for the year 2018. The NASDAQ Composite lost ground over 42 points, about a half a percent at 77.16. The S&P 500 dropped 20 at 27.74. It was energy that weighed the most. Oil tumbled 5% today, the steepest loss in 13 months after OPEC said demand next year would decline. Also, those escalating trade tensions between the U.S. and China also pressured crude. Dow winners included Disney, Visa, and Walgreens. Chevron, Caterpillar, and Dow DuPont dropped, and American Airlines hit a new low after the company cut its forecast. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Social Security exceeding income.
Yo.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
But what does that mean?
Yes. Will you please explain that to us?
Well, at some point before the year 2034, the Social Security system will need to have some changes made to sustain at current levels. Now, for the first time in a 3.5-decade period, Social Security distributions are surpassing total income from the workforce. Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. That means that current workers pay for benefits for current beneficiaries. The Social Security Trust Fund has about $2.8 trillion in it, but through some clever accounting, those real dollars were moved to the nation's general fund. They were replaced, the money, with IOUs from Uncle Sam. The $2.8 trillion is the difference between what the government has collected and what has been paid out. Now, every year, auditors predict when Social Security will run out of the ability to fund benefits at current levels. They look at current economic conditions, and they work to predict future employment that will be taxed to pay for the program. They weigh that side with the of the balance sheet with the number of projected retirees who will benefit from the system. Current projections show that the depletion of the trust fund will trigger in late 2034. That's moved up from a previous estimate of early 2035. Now, when those monies are depleted, the program will not just go away. It's not going to end. If Congress does nothing to fix it, benefits will be reduced by between 17 and 20%. The money collected from current workers will continue to pay benefits. But what'll happen is benefits will exceed the income that's coming in, so it'll deplete even more every year. It's likely that Congress will make some legislative changes to keep Social Security benefits rolling at the same levels. To do that, some areas of the program will need to change. Disability payouts may change. Income withholding thresholds may go up, or at the age to collect benefits may rise as well. In 2017, Social Security paid more than $940 billion to more than 60 million beneficiaries. The oldest baby boomers are now in their 70s, and more boomers are retiring every day. Baby boomers were the largest generation before millennials, but as millennials' income rise, so will Social Security withholding used to pay for boomers' benefits. So it's starting to turn, and it could come back the other way. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number
634-2222. Well, and would it help at all if I just agreed to keep working until 2034?
You're going to continue to pay into it.
Yeah, could you and I could be, you know, doing that and paying taxes. And
yeah, well, you're working and paying for your own right now.
Right. Well, we can keep working till we're in our 90s. Huh?
That's an idea. Yeah.
Help me out.
Yeah, it'll help Ted out.
Old
and Jad.
Ted.
Yeah.
I'm in the retirement age, but, you know, I have my meetings, our Mensa meetings now with my buddies on Thursday nights down at the Monarch, and if I look around the table, nobody there is retired yet.
Okay, Mensa, Mensa meaning men's...
Mensa as in IQ.
No, I think the Mensa is the men part, but I don't know, is it really hit the... Never mind. Never mind.
There are six of us, and the aggregate IQ of the whole thing together, about 150.
You know, you guys were talking earlier about construction on Kellogg.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just cracking up. I was laughing my head off.
Why?
Well, because, first of all, I live on the east side, and I'm constantly going to Lowe's. I'm going to those places.
Right.
We think progress is good, and we see people working out there.
Oh, do. Okay.
Now, they're there at 6:30 in the morning. Now, you went at 4.
Yeah, they're done. Trying to beat the heat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And every time I drive down there, I say, whoa, there's another wall up. That's amazing.
So you're saying—
And they've kept traffic flowing through there. And then the other thing that I was just— really laughing at is you guys were talking about traffic in Wichita. Have you lived in L.A.? Have you driven in Paris? Have you been to New York?
I've driven in Paris.
Well, okay.
I've driven in Houston.
Have you gone around the roundabout, around the Arc de Triomphe?
Yeah,
I mean, no. This traffic is nothing. You never even have to wait for a second light in this town.
Okay.
It's great here. Aside from, some of the drivers are kind of weird, like me, but just... Take a deep breath.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're not accustomed to it, though, it's...
No, I get it. I get it. It's all perspective.
Right.
It's all relative.
But you're right. Well, obviously, you're right.
I mean, the traffic in this town is amazingly great.
I'm sure that our listeners will call up right now and say, they're stuck in
traffic.
Who's
this guy?
You guys are right. It's really nice out here right now.
No, I agree. You get some slowdowns.
Good point.
But relative to commutes across the country, this is a haven.
What were we seeing yesterday or the day before our commute in Wichita is like one of the lowest times in America.
It always is. One of the bottom four, I believe.
Yeah.
You can be a squinter and it's only 25 minutes at the most,
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
Well, more importantly, today is National Eat Your Jell-O Day. Trademarked in 1897 by Pearl Waite of Leroy, New York.
Wow.
The novel fun dessert loved by millions. Do you have a favorite Jell-O?
They all taste the same. Come on. Yeah. You know, the artificial flavors in there and everything. Mm. But Jell-O's good. I like Jell-O.
My late grandfather referred to it as toe jam.
Wow.
apparently,
if you really have dirty feet, you can get this jam built up between your toes, and it's kind of like Jell-O.
Okay.
Maybe not. Okay. Yeah. National Eat Your Jell-O Day. It's probably good for you.
Celebrating Bill Cosby?
Yeah. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
That one went
coming
south.
Up at 7 o'clock, we've got the news. Thanks, guys. The news coming up. Wichita Police moving to better protect animals. We've got the story. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.